Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Listener Celine McGuinness is with me here in the programme today because, Celine, you got in touch with us by email at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Tell us what happened.
How you doing?
How are you?
Grand. I was on a trip to the UK and I left a Kindle in a hotel room. Luckily, my partner had a friend living close to the hotel and I asked him to post it over to me. The Kindle's 5 years old. And we then received a notification from On Post for €276 for the duty on the Kindle.
So your friend that lives near the hotel went back to the hotel, picked up your Kindle, packaged
it,
posted it off to you, did their good deed.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were delighted. You're thinking you're getting this back into your hands. And next thing you get a request from Customs or On Post?
It's On Post that do the stuff for Customs. So the request was from On Post.
To say you owed €276.42 for the luxury of getting your five-year-old Kindle back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
So I actually contacted On Post and I was told I needed to provide documentation. So my flight details, I came back on a ferry, a letter from the hotel to say that I had left it there and somebody had picked it up, the posting certificates for the item and the original receipt.
And you have all this, I probably, or do you have it?
I did have it all and
did
I
you?
Sent it back to them. And they've now come back and told me that because the package was addressed to my partner and not to me, there's nothing they can do.
You did well to even have a receipt, sorry, in the first instance for a Kindle from 5 years ago.
Well, that's my son because he has all the receipts from everything.
Right.
But I just, they keep saying to us, oh, you know, if you just did this or just did that.
Yeah.
I understand the custom process. I deal with it, but I just didn't know that there was a process because it was a genuine error. I left something in a hotel room. And I'm just thinking of the trade between Ireland and England, there's no way that this hasn't happened to somebody before.
No.
And I can't believe that we're all being asked to pay extortionate amounts of money to get our own stuff back.
So the issue, it's not just then that your friend who's in the UK posted the parcel to your partner and not you, that it was their name on the package and not your name, Celine. It's just down to the customs charges.
The customs charges are there because my partner's friend put a nominal value of €10 on the package, and that was inputted into the system as €1,000.
Oh God! So that's the error.
But I've also sent them a copy of that receipt, so they have that receipt with the nominal value on it.
Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist at the Irish Examiner, is listening, Celine, to your story today. Katrina's with us on the program. Have you any advice for Celine, Katrina?
Well, first of all, I absolutely can understand why it's so frustrating and how annoying this must be, particularly with the price value that has been put on the Kindle and the customs charge that she's been required to pay. So I think we all know that if we buy stuff from the UK and we ship it to Ireland, we're going to have to pay customs charges. Even if, for example, we're buying on Amazon, we do still have to pay customs charges. But the difference is Amazon bakes that into the charge. So we pay it before it arrives in Ireland. So we don't get caught by On Post before the product is delivered to our houses. The problem here, unfortunately, is that Celine's friend posted it to her husband and not to her. So you need to have proof that it's being delivered to the person it has been lost from. So, for example, Celine lost the Kindle in the hotel. Absolutely. I mean, look, it happens to us all, particularly when we're traveling. And if he had posted it to her and she provided the proof of ownership to On Post, there wouldn't be an issue. But because he posted it to her husband, then it's difficult to prove that it does actually belong to her. And it's not uncommon for people to say these things either, unfortunately, particularly when the custom charges are very high. So they're requiring to know that it has gone from the person who lost it back to the person who lost it.
So
really her only option here is to deny receipt of it.
I was going to say that,
sent back. Yeah,
if your partner, Celine, doesn't accept, if he doesn't accept the parcel and On Post have to return to sender, would it work that way?
Yeah, I mean, that is what On Post in the end advised me to do was to let it go back to the sender and have him resend it to me in my name. It's just the fact that it's taken such a long time to get to this point. And on a separate point, I deal with a dance group my daughter's involved with, and we deal with customs all the time.
Okay, so you've some experience of this.
Doing PBM numbers, pre-Brexit numbers, and declaring stuff that's our own and bringing it back into the country. We wouldn't be avoiding a process. That was kind of my point to customs. I wasn't avoiding doing anything. It was a genuine error in leaving something behind. But I'm hoping that my partner's friend will receive this back, because it was due to be sent back to him after the bank holiday weekend, and it will return to me again. It just seems a long and involved process.
I imagine, though, you know, Katrina, and I can see even now from the other texts coming in, people listening to Celine's unfortunate story today. I assume that there's probably many more been caught like this on a regular basis.
Yeah, it does catch people out. I mean, I've been caught out myself in the past, where I've bought something online from the UK. And for a long time, we didn't have to pay this difference in price. But obviously, Brexit has come a cropper for us all. So it really has been challenging buying things from the UK. I've been doing up camper van, been getting things like blinds. And while the blinds themselves are good value, if I'm buying them on eBay, if they're coming from the UK, sometimes the price is even doubling. So it makes anything that's coming from the UK doubly expensive. There are ways around it that maybe I shouldn't be talking about, but there are delivery services that would deliver to lockers up north, so beyond the border. So if people are willing to travel up north and to collect their items from the lockers, then they can circumvent these customs charges.
Yeah, but I am curious, you know, in this instance, and albeit, Celine, I know that the wrong value was put on the document for the parcel, but like, it is a 5-year-old purchase. I mean, surely the fact that it probably has, you know, very little commercial value now, Katrina, does that not have any impact?
Well, I'm actually surprised that when she provided them with the original receipt, that they still stuck to this €270 charge.
Sure, how much would a new Kindle cost now, Celine?
About 160.
Yeah.
Well, there are some Kindles that do cost an awful lot more than that. I'm actually looking at them here now at the moment. Now, they're very flashy and they're only modern, but you could pay up to €800 for a Kindle at the moment.
Well, look, Celine, hopefully you'll get this, get your situation resolved.
Brilliant. Thanks, Amelia.
Yeah, not at all. Listen, we appreciate you getting in touch with us. If, like Celine, you want to share your own experience with us, you can drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Celine McGuinness, an Irish Examiner, consumer columnist, Katrina Redmond.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.